JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Thursday morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
They were spot on, weren't they? 3.9, they called.
They were. Now, actually, Fed Reserve, 7 o'clock, just keep an eye out for that. Universal expected to leave rates unchanged, but always look for the comments. Yeah, big dump of labour data yesterday. Takes a while to trawl through it, doesn't it? The key takeaway for listeners out there, if you want the executive summary, the labour market is starting to ease up. Look, I have to admit, I had this conversation with a couple of people yesterday. It seems a little bit counterproductive, doesn't it? We seem to be applauding fewer jobs.
Yep.
But if we want interest rates lower, then we need to reduce the level of demand in the economy. And one of those important levers is the employment market. Now, the RBNZ is tasked to keep inflation within the target range, but they've also got to keep employment at what is referred to as the maximum sustainable level. Now, that may, of course, change, Mike, under the new government. There's been talks about sort of refining the policy targets agreement between the government and the bank, but for now, that's the job they've got to do. The employment market has been too tight, but momentum has turned, and it's arguably now getting closer to that maximum sustainable level. So you get three data series yesterday. You get the Household Labour Force Survey, the QES, the Quarterly Employment Survey, the LCI, the Labour Cost Index. But amidst all of those acronyms, here's the key bits. Unemployment 3.9%, which was, as you say, the economists picked that one quite well. Lifted from 3.6%. It is materially higher than the low point that we saw of 3.2%. Look, there's a measure called underutilization as well. So, and it's, for instance, if you've got a job but you actually want to work more hours, that also lifted to 10.4%. That's up 0.5%. And employment, of course, the flip side of unemployment, that fell 0.2%. That was a little bit softer than expectations. But one of the key issues yesterday, Mike, wage growth. Wage growth has been very strong, and obviously this feeds into non-tradable inflation. That's the problematic part of inflation. The good news here is it's slowing. Wage growth is higher in the public sector than in the private sector, so government employees enjoying higher wage growth. Some of that public sector, though, Mike, that includes some big settlements. They won't be an ongoing feature, so that hopefully that starts to drop out of the numbers. For the record, the labour cost index rose 1.1% for the quarter, annual growth at 4.3%. But look, Mike, if we take all of that data yesterday, take it in conjunction with the recent inflation print, I think suggests the Reserve Bank don't need to raise the official cash rate in November. Yeah. Also, you know, they review it again in February. I think the hurdle for a Fed hike is now quite a bit higher. But of course, we've got to wait and see what the data's like between now and then. Local wholesale interest rates fell on that news. Not a lot, but they came down, and the Kiwi slipped under 58 cents. It's back over that level overnight. So all in all, on expectations, and it's moving the right direction if you want interest rates lower.
Okay, and some are suggesting cuts by May, but we'll wait and see. Now, talk to me about China. What's happening there?
So pivot back to China data. External factors are obviously important for our economic trajectory. Can't really control them, but we kind of have this double jeopardy with China, Mike, because it's our biggest trading partner, but they're also the biggest trading partner of Australia, which is our second biggest trading partner. So you've got quite a big feedback loop for our economy there. We've talked recently about stabilisation of economic data. That was encouraging. But the last 2 days, we've had the release of two, what we call Purchasing Manager Index releases. We've got the official one from the Government Stats Department, a private sector one called the Caixin PMI. Both have surprised a bit by being weaker than expected. So the official one, manufacturing 49.5 in contraction, non-manufacturing 50.6. That was expected to come in at 52. The employment index on both measures below 50. The Caixin confirmed that move, the official data, 49.5 are also. So this is a bit of a headwind for us, Mike, from the point of view of trade. But I suspect you'll see lots more calls for policy support in China.
Right, numbers please.
The Dow Jones is up 0.2% overnight. So we're starting off November in positive territory, Mike. It's up 70 points, 33,123. The S&P 500 up 0.3% overnight. That's 12 points, 4,206. And the NASDAQ is up 0.7%, 12,940. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.28%, 7342. The Nikkei was on fire. It was up almost 2.5% through 31,601. Shanghai Composite gained 4 points, 3023. Australasia, we were in positive territory yesterday as well. The ASX 200 gaining 0.85%, 6838 was the close there. And the NZX 50 gained 93 points, 0.87% higher, 10,850. Kiwi fell below 58, but has bounced back, 0.5824 against the US, 0.9160 against the Aussie, 0.5529 euro, 0.4804 pounds, 88 against the Japanese yen, gold $1,977, and Brent crude drifting down again, $85.75.
We will take it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.